What did it mean to see your name get raised to the rafters like that?
It's pretty cool. It's something you don't really think about as a kid. You don't think that your number's going to get retired or you're going to stay in one spot that long. You know, you think you're trying to get to the NHL, and you know what? To have happened, what's happened over the years of playing here and being a part of this organization and the friends and the players that I've played with, it was really cool.
And you know, you're a guy from Sioux Lookout. It's only about 5 hours east of here. So obviously, what did the city mean for you? What did the franchise, obviously you were a Jets 1.0 fan growing up, but what did it mean to you just to be able to play your career here?
It was pretty special. I can remember, I've said this a lot today, I remember the first time when I had signed with the Moose and first practice out in the old Winnipeg Arena. I had got dressed early, got out, was going to get on the ice and warm up, and I remember being the first guy out there and seeing a fresh sheet of ice, and the lights were just kind of on, and I looked up and I seen the picture of the Queen in the old building and stuff, and it was really cool. So it's been a cool experience being a part of this organization, being from Northern Ontario and migrating here to Winnipeg. It's been really cool.
You had a line about, you know, being somebody from Northern Ontario and feeling good in the NHL. What exactly did you mean by that? What were some moments you remember from your time playing here?
You know what? I think everything from the way this organization treated its players, to the way the fans treated us, to the way the league was at the time and everything like that, it made us feel like we were in the NHL. And there were players that played here that you know, it said, hey, if they're not going to play in the NHL, you know what? True North, or at the time the Chipman family, had treated players so well that they wanted to play here. And it was like playing in the NHL for some of us.
I assume your experience is a big reason why you take such great pride in your role, where it's developing and nurturing the players of the next generation. Do you put a lot of emphasis on how much this crest means to you?
I don't put emphasis on it, but I think and I hope that kids realize how much pride we have together, like Mike Keane and myself doing player development, how much pride that we take in this organization and helping young kids. I don't think we really express it, but I just hope the kids can see it, you know what I mean? Like, that's, and ultimately if they see it and they feel it, then that's what you want, right?
Jimmy, a lot of the Manitoba Moose of the past and present sent you messages on the big screen today, one of them being Craig Heisinger. Just I mean, what can you say about Craig Heisinger and what he's meant to your career and longevity?
You know what, he was my equipment trainer when we first started. Now he's one of my bosses, right? And it is, but most importantly, above and beyond that, he's a friend. And I don't know why we became good friends or how it happened. You know what? He's like a big brother, like a dad. He's really important. And he was really important to me, still is really important to me. His leadership, his work ethic, his drive, everything that, you know, everyone knows how Craig Heisinger is, that, you know, there's not too many people that can compare to him, but you try.
And another guy you spoke very highly of is Mike Keane, too, the only other player to have his name up in the Bell MTS Place Raptors. So what's it mean to you to, I guess, have your name right beside his in the Raptors?
It's pretty special. It is, you can't, it's so hard, it sounds stupid to say you can't put into words, but you can, right? Like, I don't know, it's one of those things that you just can't really express, but to be beside him, we've worked together closely here for the last probably 7 or 8 years. I've known him for probably 20 years. I've always respected him. I've looked up to him. You know, the conversations we have now on players and hockey and everything, and how we want to work with kids and what we want to do, and how we can get kids to buy into what they need to work on to get to the next level and stuff. And then to be beside him up there, that's really cool. It's really, really cool. That's the only way I can say it.
Peter Stojkovic was another guy that was up in the banner. Did he ever, they said on the last week that he watched you play and stuff. Has he ever talked about that with you? And, like, that must be pretty cool for you to have that within the organization.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? As much as I look that old, I don't feel that old, right? But it was pretty, we've, you know, had some conversation back and then. He reminds me of some players that we played with, I played with and stuff like that. But you know what? He's a true leader himself, and it comes natural to him. And he's a great person, you know, which is part of being a good leader. And he's a really good kid.
Yeah, Jimmy, I'm not going to, it's going to be hard to just pinpoint one, but over 9 seasons here with the Moose, what's maybe one of your brightest memories?
Oh, God. You know what? There's so many of them. When people have asked me that question, too. There's on the ice, there's a few memories, a few goals, a few stuff like that. But, you know, off the ice, it is about the people that I've played with, the people that I've worked with on the management side. Like, being in the locker room, joking around with guys, having fun on a daily basis, coming to the rink every morning, having a coffee, and going out on the ice and working as hard as you can to get better every day. Those are highlights. Every day was a highlight for me, I guess.
A nice symmetry, really, because you have 9 years with the Moose and now 9 years with the Jets in your role as player development. I know you touched on it a little bit, but just how important has that been for you to be able to maintain that continuity within the city and obviously see a lot of these players like Kyle Connor, Jack Roslovic now taking up with the Jets?
Yeah, it's important. I think that the game itself is changing all the time, from when Mike and I played the game until it is now, and staying up to date, staying current, being able to communicate with young players, and you know what? Maybe helping them understand the city a little bit too, the way hockey is in this city, and it was gone for a long time, and how important it is right now to this city. And I think the Moose were a big part of that. Without the Manitoba Moose, you probably don't have the Winnipeg Jets, second time around. So it's really important that they understand the culture that this organization tries to breed.
Last one for me. I just want to ask you about, in terms of that development and that message, how good a story is it, a player like Jansen Harkins, for you guys to be able to say, here's a guy who was a second round pick in 2015, played with the AHL, had to go to the ECHL, and now is in the NHL?
Yeah, that's and that's a tribute to Jansen. Jansen is he's a great kid. He's a smart kid. He puts the work in to getting better. He knows what he needs to do to get to the NHL. And with players like that, there's not much work that you need to do with them. You maybe guide them a little bit, point them in the right direction here and there, get them the help that they need if they're asking questions or doing things. Be there for somebody to talk to. But that is all Jansen Harkins and the work that he's done to get to where he is.